All right, this is a podcast about RFK Jr. and Donald Trump, health and human services reforms, you know, the coming financial demise of the U.S. empire, and so much more. Let me say for the record a couple of things, just to be clear here. I've said in years past, I've said RFK Jr. is an American hero, and I believe that. I supported his book, I interviewed him many times, and I believe that he has in his heart a desire to help protect children especially, and to protect America, and I think he's a net very positive force for America. I think that him joining with Trump is a game changer, and that if Trump wins, I think that tremendous credit is owed to RFK Jr. and his team. I've also voted for Trump twice. I believe that Trump has a positive heart for America, and both RFK Jr. and Trump have been maliciously attacked, smeared, censored, prosecuted in the case of Trump, you know, lawfare weapons unleashed against them at a degree that has never been witnessed before in the history of this nation. The bureaucracies of America despise RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. And that alone is one good reason why these two men deserve our support. Now, that said, my criticisms of RFK Jr. and Trump are also legitimate, and they primarily focus on the fact that both of them are heavily funded by wealthy Zionist donors who demand censorship of any criticism of Israel. And as a result, both RFK Jr. and Donald Trump absolutely refuse to call out Israel's obvious genocide against women and children and elderly in Gaza, in Palestine, you know, in Lebanon, etc. This is noteworthy, and it must be mentioned. It is a significant part of the equation, and it shows how very good men can still be swayed into silence on very important issues when there is a lot of money involved and the money is necessary to win a victory for a bigger picture kind of victory for America and humanity. It gets complicated. The morality of this gets complicated. But I have stated that because I'm in Texas and because the electoral votes for Trump are not at risk in Texas, I'm going to, at least my current plan, is unless Trump denounces Israel's genocide, I'm going to write in, as a protest vote, I'm going to write in Dr. Shiva. It does not mean that I do not support RFK Jr. I absolutely support his efforts and what he will do, I believe. And I hope Trump wins. Dr. Shiva does not have a, you know, serious chance of a victory, but a vote for Dr. Shiva can send a message. Now, I've been very clear to people that in swing states, I'm encouraging everybody to vote for Trump, especially in Pennsylvania. Get out and vote for Trump. If I were living in Pennsylvania, I would vote for Trump. But because I'm living in a relatively safe red state, I'm going to issue a protest vote. And that's just, I think that's a way to send a message. And the message is important, because if Trump wins, and RFK Jr. will be put in charge of, I think, choosing the personnel of HHS and FDA and NIH and CDC and so on, that they need to know that we, people like us in independent media, we're not just giving them a pass on being silent about the genocide happening in Palestine. If you care about children, you should care about children universally. And to Trump, if you care about peace, you have to stop the source of the violence, which since 1948 has been Israel. Zionism is the source of much of the violence in the Middle East. They initiate the violence. They assassinate leaders of other countries. They shoot babies in the head. They bomb hospitals and civilian centers. And the fact that our candidates in America will not even mention this is highly disturbing to me. Highly disturbing. I don't think, I've said this publicly, I don't think you can make America great again if America is complicit in genocide. And I don't think you can make America healthy again if the MAHA movement is funded by, in part, the same Zionists who are complicit in the mass murder of babies and children in Gaza. These are contradictory ideas. They are irreconcilable. And so I'm going to continue to point this out, and I thank you for hearing me out on this issue. I think it's really critical. Again, I hope that Trump wins. I hope that RFK Jr. is put in a position of great authority to choose people and to reform these agencies. And I pray that he won't turn it into a Zionist recruitment field day to just put in more Zionists in top positions in the federal government, which is already seemingly, 70% Zionist anyway. Who's running the Federal Reserve? Who ran the CDC during COVID? Who ran the FDA for almost all the top FDA administrators? These are mostly dual citizen Zionist people who, and the State Department and so on, they put Israel first and they put America last. And that's not okay. We elect people to represent America, not to fight Israel's wars that they keep provoking with enemies in the Middle East, like Iran and Hezbollah and so on. And yes, October 7th was allowed to happen by Israel. They clearly had a stand down so they could have an excuse to carry out this genocide. And it is genocide. It is ethnic cleansing. There's no question whatsoever. The entire world can see it. You just call it what it is. If it looks like ethnic cleansing and there's a mass slaughter of tens of thousands of civilians and bombing of hospitals and starvation, engineered famine of children, if it looks like ethnic cleansing, it's because it is ethnic cleansing. And in my opinion, you can't claim to be a person of high moral standards if you don't call this out, because it's not like it's hidden and it's not like it's small. It's not like it's just, 100 people somewhere, although even 100 people, well, their lives count too, but this is probably closer to 100,000 people by the time all the bodies are found, if they're ever found. And according to some analysts, it may be much more. So look, I work to protect humanity. I work to help Americans. My company, with the help of our readers, donated over $558,000 worth of emergency food. Well, let me clarify. So far, we raised that amount. We have physically donated out about $300,000 of that food. We have another $100,000 that is being initiated now en route to Florida, to a staging area in Florida to prepare for distribution there, with the SRP24 organizer, Steve Slepcevich, and his companies. We're also beginning to distribute in Central Texas to other ministries. So we are probably getting close to $450,000distributed shortly out of that $558,000 that we raised. I want to be clear. I want to be accurate about that. So that'll put us at about a little over $100,000 of food still in reserve, looking for the opportunities of where to send that food. Okay, so I have a feeling there will be no shortage of opportunities of where people need help. So we're going to hold on to that 100,000 over the next few weeks, watch what happens post-election, etc., and see where it needs to go. But I want to say I support humanity. I support Americans first, because that's what's necessary. I support Texans. I support North Carolinians. I help support Floridians and so on. We've got to protect the border. We've got to get rid of the illegals. We've got to restore the rule of law in America. We have got to achieve these important goals. We've also got to arrest the treasonous actors who rigged elections, and we've got to have honest elections. We have to have paper ballots, nationwide voter ID, and we need to put election cheaters in prison for life, in my opinion, if they are found guilty in a court of law. So I'm with Trump on all these efforts. I'm just saying that we can't run around the world providing bombs and weapons to terror states like Israel that are fomenting violence and war in the Middle East, and then they expect us to come rescue them when they get in trouble because Iran has advanced ballistic missiles. All right, so that's my position on that. So human compassion matters. Morality matters. It matters more than anything in politics and money. Morality matters. That's your currency with God, by the way. That's what you take with you when you go one day, is your behavior, your deeds, your moral principles. That's your currency with God, and that determines your inheritance in heaven, by the way. That's a spiritual truth that we all need to remember. Now, getting back to RFK Jr. and Trump, RFK Jr., by changing the personnel at HHS and FDA and CDC, NIH, NIAID, etc., USDA, EPA, possibly, by changing the personnel there, let me be clear, I fully support him and that effort, and it can make a difference for a period of time, but, and I don't mean this as any kind of insult whatsoever to RFK Jr., because I think he'll approach this with a sense of real integrity and positive intention, but in my opinion, this is kind of, ultimately, it's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, and what I mean by that is that the U.S. empire is done. The dollar is going to collapse. The reputation of the U.S. empire globally is in the garbage. The U.S. empire has lost its moral high ground, partially by funding Israel. This is all connected. But also by the facts that the U.S. empire has not been a legitimate government since the 2020 election rigging. And so when I say the U.S. empire, I'm not referring to the people of America. I'm referring to the criminal cabal that stole the election and put their own criminals in power, like Joe Biden. And they also stole the elections, the midterms in 2018 and 2022. This has been going on for decades, actually, since the rise of the voting machines. They've been rigging every election since then, okay? And maybe even before that, they've been rigging elections for a very long time. The U.S. used to run around the world bombing countries into submission and using economic sanctions. I mean, they still do this, but its effectiveness is vanishing. So the way the U.S. actually has operated since the post-World War II era is the U.S. Deindustrialized over time, especially during the 1990s. Rapid deindustrialization, combined with currency warfare around the world, economic sanctions, and using projection of power through the U.S. Navy to bomb other nations into submission, to assassinate their leaders like Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, you know, etc., to wage wars based on false premises such as Desert Storm, you know, weapons of mass destruction, all completely fabricated by the deep state, the George Bush, you know, that whole operation, Donald Rumsfeld, these people. And the U.S. empire has run itself as an empire of terror and coercion globally for decades. And the primary weapons are currency weapons, military weapons, and information weapons, you know, info warfare, info wars. That day is coming to an end. And as that comes to an end, especially as the U.S. currency becomes irrelevant, we will go into a phase of massive money printing, hyperinflation, followed by currency collapse and the dissolution of the centralized government in Washington, D.C. And it's very possible that Trump could find himself president of nothing within his first 4 years here. I mean, this, I guess you could call it his third term, although he didn't serve his second term, but this would be his third term. He could end up being president of nothing because the country could fall apart and could be dismantled. And in fact, this is a very likely scenario. The reason this is relevant is because this is frankly the only way to dismantle the bureaucracy, the only way to dismantle the FDA, the CDC, the EPA, the USDA, DEA, ATF, etc., is through total defunding of the federal government, and that is going to happen organically. That's inevitable. It's like an approaching comet. I mean, that would be a good metaphor. It's on its way. The collision is going to happen. The dollar is going to collapse. The entire federal government will defund itself. And That will stop dollar-based terror. Money printing, dollar printing, has enabled all this terror. FDA and CDC terror against the American people, DOD terror in building biological weapons, plus funding Ukraine and funding Israel and Israel's terrorism and genocide against the people of Palestine and Lebanon, many of whom are Christians, by the way. So it is the collapse of the dollar that will finally end the terrorism of the U.S. empire. Until that day comes, people like Trump and RFK Jr., yeah, they can nibble around the edges. And again, I don't mean any disrespect in saying that. Nobody can solve this problem. It is only total collapse of the system that will end the reign of terror of the U.S. empire. But RFK Jr. will do his best. Trump, I believe, will do his best. I hope he doesn't get swayed by a bunch of deep state fakers and backstabbers like what happened in his first administration. But at the end of the day, Trump can't save America. RFK can't save America. Nobody, no political party can save America. The GOP hates America, by the way. Not as much as the Democrats hate America, but the GOP doesn't love America. I'm talking about the rhinos, the establishment. The libertarians can't save America. The Christians can't save America. Far too many of them are pro-genocide anyway. America is not going to be saved by the government. The government's going to collapse, and it's going to be a chaotic, catastrophic collapse. And many millions of Americans will not survive that, by the way. That's what's coming if something else doesn't interrupt everything first with a nuclear war or an EMP weapon or a false flag attack or a cyber attack or a financial collapse or something else. And all those things have some likelihood as well. But even if none of those happen, given enough time, the dollar collapses, the U.S. defaults on its debt, the treasuries go belly up, and the government has no money to fund its own operations. And that means all the employees of the FBI, the FDA, you know, et cetera, all these agencies, they don't get paid. Their pensions go tits up. Their benefits are gone. It's done. And those people go try to find some other work to survive. And that day is coming. And frankly, that day will be noted in history as a day of ending an empire of terror, which is sadly what the U.S. empire has become. And once again, I don't mean the American people. I'm talking about the illegitimate criminal cabal that has seized power over the United States of America through rigged elections and other means, information warfare, censorship, and so on. That regime will come to an end. And the future of our world in terms of economics, military power projection, as well as trade, that future belongs to China, Russia, India, Turkey, Iran, Brazil, you know, BRICS nations. That's very clear at this point. The U.S. does not have a bright future because it just... Well, since 1971, you took the dollar off the gold standard, and it's just a matter of time before the system collapses. So thank you, Richard Nixon, you know, and everybody that came after him that destroyed the whole system. Trump is not going to balance the budget. Not a chance. Trump's just going to print more money and accelerate the debt even more and talk about how the stock market is good while the dollar is collapsing. Gold and silver are going to skyrocket. And eventually we know how this ends. This ends in currency collapse and then a massive social revolt, probably a breakup of the United States of America. And that's what the globalists want. So all this debt spending and the open borders operations, all of it, you know, and all these senators and members of Congress that kept voting for more spending, all they were voting for was the demise of the United States of America. And that day is coming. So Trump and RFK Jr., I wish them prayers and blessings for what they can accomplish. I would much rather have Trump in the White House when the empire ends than any Democrat or any rhino for that matter. So, you know, Trump's probably a good person to have there when this event comes. Nobody could stop this. You know, I've interviewed Dr. Shiva too. Dr. Shiva can't stop this. Nobody can stop this. There's nobody that can end the demise. So just get prepared for what's coming and pray that we can make it through this. And maybe there's a chance of restoring the nation after all this, or sort of relaunching it with a new currency, a new gold-backed currency is a possibility. So just stay tuned. We'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana crunchy munchie that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried crunchy munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, an auto vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this. And we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well. And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here, lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.